AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Donald Trump will soon face his second trial before the Senate. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin reading from an indictment delivered this evening to the Senate.
In violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States.
The House charging Trump with incitement to insurrection when a crowd, after a speech in Washington, D.C., attacked the U.S. Capitol as Congress was acting on certifying President Biden's win 2 weeks before Biden's inauguration. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports Trump's second impeachment trial is also a first for a former president, a point that Republicans are expected to make during that trial. Opening arguments are set for February 8th.
They are arguing that either it is unconstitutional to hold an impeachment trial for a former president, someone who's not currently holding office, or they are arguing that simply we shouldn't do it because he already is out of office, that there's not a practical reason to do this.
Supplies are low, but President Biden still has a high goal for coronavirus vaccinations.
I think we may be able to get that to 150. 1.5 million a day.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is waiting for the federal government to deliver more vaccines.
They're in control of this. We were told weeks ago that we would start to see increases now, and we haven't seen it. We've been very stagnant.
Biden adds Congress cannot afford to go small on his $1.9 trillion relief bill.
I think there's a growing realization of that on the part of all but some very, very hard-edged partisans, maybe on both sides, but I think there is a growing consensus. Whether we get it all done exactly the way I want it remains to be seen.
This is AP News. Dutch lawmakers and leaders are condemning rioters for violence in the Netherlands because of coronavirus restrictions.
Prime Minister Mark Rutte has declared the clashes unacceptable, saying it is not protesting. More criminal violence. Worst hit has been Eindhoven, where police clashed with hundreds of rioters who torched a car, threw rocks and fireworks at officers, smashed windows, and looted a supermarket at the southern city's railway station. The rioting coincided with the first weekend of the new national coronavirus 9 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. curfew, but mayors stressed the violence was not the work of citizens concerned about their civil liberties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Natalie Sago and Jenny Schroeder make up 2/3 of the crew assigned to the Charlotte at Orlando game tonight. The first time in NBA history, two women were assigned to work a regular season game together. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.